Welcome to the OU Daily Chizik and Tehillim phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on the 10th day of the month of Sivan. Thank you to all of our wonderful and generous sponsors whom you can see prominently listed in the newly formatted OU Today Daily email. If you would like to sponsor future calls, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for Wednesday's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to introduce Rabbi Nissan Andrews, Mora D'Asra of Congregation Sons of Israel in Allenstown, Pennsylvania, to share Divrei Chizik, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Andrews reciting three chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 27, and 130, and conclude with the Mishnah Berach, L'cholim, and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, the Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Andrews.
Hi, thank you. Hello, everyone, and welcome. Thank you, Rabbi Herman. As was mentioned just a moment ago, my name is Nissan Andrews, and I'm the rabbi of Congregation Sons of Israel in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Now, as a student in the Tel Yeshiva of Chicago, I once heard my Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Avraham Chaim Levine Zatzal, share an incident that happened in Tel's Cleveland and involved his teacher, Rabbi Eliyahu Meir Bloch, of blessed memory. Several people associated with the yeshiva were guilty of a massive, substantially indecent deed, something morally reprehensible. The student body was shaken, and the confidence and the reputation of the yeshiva were seriously marred. In the face of all of this, Rabbi Eliyahu Meir Bloch is reported to have said, "We have just seen the depths to which man can descend. Let's show God how high we can ascend." This attitude, this approach of the Telsha Rosh Yeshiva, that of not only fortitude and grit, but in fact renewed resolve and courage in the face of tragedy, is wholly appropriate for us today as well. Now, Shavuos was only a few days ago, and Shavuos, the holiday of Shavuot, marks the end of the Sfira, the period of time that we count the days between Pesach and Shavuos. It's well known that we mourn during this period of time. Most people mourn during the first 33 days of the Omer. We mourn the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva who passed in a plague during this time. We mark Lag BaOmer as a day of joy because on this day the plague ceased. But there's another tradition still observed. It's the predominant practice amongst those who are descendants of Lithuanian Jewry. We Litvaks don't observe the rituals of mourning during the first 33 days. Rather, we observe the rituals of mourning during the last 33 days, starting Rosh Chodesh Iyar. But still, even according to this tradition, where we mourn the last 33 days of the Omer, Lag BaOmer, the 33rd day, is marked with great joy. Why? According to this practice, we believe that the plague did not cease on Lag BaOmer. It didn't come to a conclusion. So why is it that Jews, even of Lithuanian descent, celebrate Lag BaOmer? It's because on this day, on Lag BaOmer, the plague began to slow. This, I believe, is the theme of the Sfira, the time between Pesach and Shavuos. It's a time of renewed resolve, courage, and even celebration in the face of tragedy. While it's true that the plague continued, we show that we're happy that the plague is on its way out. This, I believe, as I mentioned, is the theme of Sfiras HaOmer. But I think also we can take this lesson and apply it to our current circumstances. We can make this the theme of the entire COVID-19 pandemic. We've seen how far we can descend. Let's show the world how high we can ascend. Let's demonstrate just as Jews have always done, that we have the strength, the resolution, and determined to carry on and indeed grow in the face of such adversity. I believe we have grown. We have learned to adapt. We have faced incredible challenges, and we have shown incredible creativity. We've met these challenges with new solutions, things that we would have never have dreamed that we would be doing just 3 or 4 months ago. Classes online, concerts being streamed, getting together for calls such as this. We've shown that we have the resolve, the resolution, the determination to carry on. Let's show that we can learn these lessons and grow because of what we've experienced together. I'm going to begin with the reading of Tehillim. We're going to recite Kapitel Chof, that's chapter 20, Perek Chof. If you're using the Art School Siddur, it's on page 999 in the first column, the bottom paragraph. Perek Chof, chapter 20. Lam natzeach mizmor l'David, ya'anecha avoinoi biyom tzora, yisagevcha shem Elohei Yaakov, yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, umitzion yisodeka, yizkor kol minchosecha, v'olasecha yedashenesela, yitain lecha chilvavecha, v'chol atzasecha yimalei, niranana yeshua secha, uveshem Eloheinu nigdol, yimalei Adonai kol mishalo secha. Ata yodati ki hoshia Adonai mishicho, ya'anehu mishame kodesho, digvuros yesha yimino. Eile vorechev ve'ile vasusim, va'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Heima karu'u v'nafalu, va'anachnu kamnu v'nisodod. Adonai hoshia ha'melech ya'aneinu v'yom kareinu. If you're looking in the Art School Siddur, we continue on page 1001, Kapitel Chof Zayin, Perek Chof Zayin, chapter 27. This is in the Art School Siddur on page 1001, in the middle of the first column.
L'David Adonai ori v'yishi, mimi ira Adonai ma'oz chayai, mimi efchad. Bikarov olai mireim lechol es bisori tzoraiv oyavaili heima kasholu v'nafalu im tachane olai machane lo yira libi im tokum olai milchama bezos anivoteach. Achas sho'alti me'es Adonai osah avakesh, shivti beveis Adonai kol yimei chayai, lachazos benom Adonai ulevaker behecholo, ki yitzpeneini besuko biyom ra'a, yastireini beseser ahalo, betzur yiromimeini. V'ato yorum roshi al oyevai tevivosai v'ez becha v'ohalo zivchei siruwa ashira v'azamira l'adonai shema adonai koli ekra v'choneini v'aneini l'cho oma libi bakeshu ufanai es panecha Adonai avakesh. Al taster panecha mimeni, al tat de'af avdecha, ez rosi hayisa Al titasheni, v'al tazaveni, Elohei yishii. Ki ovi v'imi azavuni, v'adoinoi yaasefeni. Horeini adoinoi darkeka, unecheini beorech mishor, l'ma'an shororoi. Al titaneini benefesh toroi, ki kamu vi ade sheker, v'feyach chamos. Lulei hemanti liros, betuv adoinoi be'eret chayim, kavei el adoinoi chazak, v'yameit libecha, v'kavei el adoinoi.
We now turn to chapter 130, Kuf Lamed, which can be found in the Art Scroll Siddur on page 1034 in the middle paragraph. It's the paragraph third from the bottom, as well as third from the top.
Shir Hamalos Mimam Akim Krosicho Adonai Adonai Shim'a V'koli Tihiyena Oznecha Kashuvos L'kol Tachanunai Im Avonos Tishmor Ya Adonai Miyamod Ki Imecha Haslicha L'ma'an Tivorei Kivisi Adonai Kivisa Nafshi V'lidvoro Hocholti Nafshi L'adonai Mishomerim L'aboker Shomerim L'aboker Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed, beharbei imo fidus, behu yifte es Yisrael mikol avonosav.
We'll now say the Mishaberach for the sick, the prayer for those who are ill. As I pause, please insert the name for whom you'd like this prayer to be said.
Misha Berach Avosenu Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aharon David Ushlomo Hu Yivarech Birape Es Hacholim. Ba'avur she'anachnu mispalim ba'avuram yibischar zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimalei rachamim aleihem l'hachlimam ul'raposam l'hachazikam ul'hachiyosam v'yishlach lohem mehera refua shleimam min hashamayim v'yirmach evarehem u'shisa gideihem b'soch she'archo le'Yisrael refuas hanefesh u'refuas haguf hashto ba'agalo u'bizman koriv v'nomar amen.
We now say Achenu on the bottom of page 146 in the Art Scroll Siddur.
Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunim bitzara uvishivya ha'omedim bein bayom uvein bayabasha hamakom yurachem aleihem v'yotiem mitzara lirvacha u'me'afheila le'ora u'mishibud ligula hashda ba'agala uvizman koriv v'nomar amen.
It's been an incredible honor. Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman, for allowing me to take part in this way. Now I turn over to you.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Andrews. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered with tova, and may the Rabboni Shel Olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Wednesday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Words of Inspiration from Rabbi Ken Brodkin of Congregation Kesser Israel in Portland, Oregon. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, safe, and healthy day.